And I'm Miriam Coral with the top stories on ABC News. Japan's Naomi Osaka has beaten Serena Williams in a dramatic US Open final. But her triumphant moment was lost in the controversy surrounding Williams' court violations. The American was penalised a game late in the second set for calling the chair umpire a thief for taking a point off her after he called her for receiving coaching. Williams denied the charge, claiming she was a victim of sexism. The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison have heard the message sent by voters from the Liberal Party's disastrous result in the Wagga Wagga by-election. The Liberal Party suffered a 29% hit to its primary vote in Wagga, which means preferences will decide whether independent Joe McGurr or Labour's Dan Hayes wins the seat. Syrian activists say Syrian and Russian warplanes have carried out the most intensive raids on rebel positions in the province of Idlib in almost a month. According to reports, there were nearly 60 attacks in less than 3 hours. And four-time Olympic champion sprinter Michael Johnson is recovering from a mini stroke. The 50-year-old American says he's making great progress after suffering the attack last week.